Hi folks, Joe Stagner from Microsoft here, and in this video we're going to add our first feature to the Tailspin Spyworks application. We're going to do this in two parts. So the feature that we're going to add is the categories menu to the site.master page, and that's the menu of links to product categories. So when the user clicks on one of those category links, they'll go to a products list page that will display a collection of products that are in the category that they selected. We're going to do this in two parts. So in this first video, we're going to implement the menu itself, and then in the second video, we'll implement the target page, that products list page. So to get started, in the site.master page, I'm going to hop into source code view, and I'm going to go down and I'm going to find the left column div, and then under the our products header, I'm going to add two data controls. So go ahead and look in your Visual Studio toolbox for the data collection, and then down inside the data collection, we're first going to grab an entity data source because we're working with the entity framework, and I'm going to rename that to be EDS, and let's call it category name, because that's really what we're going to be pulling out of the data source. And then just above that, we're going to add a list view control. So let's likewise go down a few items in the data collection in the Visual Studio toolbox and grab a list view control, drag an instance of it onto the page. Let's call this list view products menu. Okay, now I'm going to hop back over into design mode so that I can use the Visual Studio helpers. And first I'm going to select the entity data source that we dropped into our products menu, and we're going to select the named connection, commerce entities. Now, this named connection is a string that lives in the web.config file, and it's there because it was generated for us when we created the entity data model for our database. So we're just going to use that named connection. I'm going to click Next. Now we're going to be selecting from the category entity set name. So let's go ahead and select that. Now we don't care down here about inserts, updates, and deletes because this is a display only functionality for our menu. And we're going to go ahead and leave select all because we're going to use the category name to display the link, and then we're going to use the category ID. And the category ID is going to be used as a URL parameter, so a query string parameter to the products list page, so that that page can determine which category of products that list should display. So we can either say select all, or we can select both of those. No, it doesn't really matter. I'm going to go ahead and just leave select all. I'm going to click on OK and refresh the schema. Then I'm going to select the list view, and I'm going to specify the EDS category name. Now, I could go in and say configure the list view, and this would generate probably a table for me with a bunch of formatting, and it would also generate defaults for insert, edit rows, alternating rows, but our use of the list view is going to be pretty straightforward. So instead of generating all that code and then having to go figure out what stuff to delete, I'm just going to use some fairly straightforward markup, and I've pasted it in so that you don't have to watch me type it, but we'll walk through it a little bit here. So first we can see empty data template. This just says, hey, if there was no data retrieved through the data set, go ahead and print out this message, no menu items. We could specify an item separator template if we wanted to. So if we wanted to have a line or, you know, some graphic or whatever, we could separate the items in the menu. We're just going to leave that empty. Here in the item template, well, let's look at the layout template first. So this is the layout template, and this just determines what the layout for our list view is going to be. We're going to use an unordered list, and we're going to have list items contained in there, and this is what the format of each list item is going to be. And what you can see here is that the item template for list item is going to be an anchor tag with an href, and this href, we're going to get the path of this productslist.aspx page. We haven't created that yet, so we're going to create that in the second video in this two-part series. And then we're passing in a query string parameter named category ID, and that category ID we're going to get by saying eval category ID. So eval says for the current item in the data set, get the thing called category ID. So that's going to be the category number in our case. And then for the actual text of the item, in between the beginning of the anchor tag and the ending, the closing anchor tag, we're just going to say eval, again, go into the current instance of the current record in the data set and output the category name. Right? That's it. Right? So very straightforward. Now, as I mentioned, if you use the configuration wizard or you wanted sort of full functionality in this, you could have insert, edit, you know, insert templates, edit templates, so you could go and use text boxes instead of, you know, just straight text or whatever you like. So it's very flexible. But we, rather than using a table, we just want to use the most concise markup. And that's one of the cool things about the way that these data-bound controls have evolved in ASP.NET is that, you know, we now have a lot of control over the cleanliness of the emitted code, but we still have the advantage of using controls and data binding. So let's go ahead and find our default.aspx page and run it. So now you can see here we have our list of products. This is our menu, and it's going to be, let's see, let's go to the About page, for example. Right, so you can see that this is part of the site.master page, so we get this main menu on all of the pages in our application. Now, we haven't implemented the products list.aspx file. We're going to do that in the next video. But you can see here that we have all of the categories being pulled out of the database, and we have dynamically built the menu links to the products list.aspx page. And if you're curious about this styling and behavior, we get that all by virtue of the cascading style sheet that's included. So if you're interested to see, you know, sort of how those how that visual is defined, or you want to change it, just go into the site.css file and you can do that there. So now we've got our menu done. The next thing that we're going to do is go in and build the actual products list.aspx page, and we'll do that in the next video. Thanks.